All right, we are now joined by Justin Haley, who finished third tonight here in the OSCO 300. While we give our media a chance to go to the participants tab and raise their hand if they have a question, Justin, why don't you just take us through your run there today?
Yeah, we started ninth and just kind of struggled all day, fought a really tight race car. You know, I think with the PJ1, it got a little more activated. Rubber seemed to be putting down on the track a good bit. So we just struggled all day and just stuck with it, had a lot of perseverance and kind of lucked into that last restart. There's some issues with the guys in front of me and salvaged a good day out of it. So good points day. So definitely missing a little something in our car. Looks like the 10 car too. So we just missed it this week at Kentucky, but hopefully we'll go to Texas next week and be a little bit better.
All right. Well, we will now open it up to questions. A reminder to our media, if you have a question, please go down to the participants tab in the bottom and raise your hand. We'll go to Stephen Conley with PRN.
Justin, a solid night tonight. What do you think about these double headers? Are you able to almost use race one as like a practice session and get a little bit better? Do you feel like you guys went that way this weekend?
The past two double headers here in Miami, we've gotten worse the second day. But I don't know why the reason is. Maybe it's not we're accounting for the changing track conditions or things like that. But I don't know. I mean, obviously we finished better today than we did yesterday, but things kind of went our way today. And you know, yesterday I feel like we probably could have finished third, fourth too if things would have went our way. So the doubleheader, it's definitely different. I can't say I love or hate it. It's definitely fun to race and be in a race car and come out here at Kentucky with the NASCAR Xfinity Series and race. So, I think it's good. I think, there's definitely nothing wrong with it.
And do you feel that Colic Racing is in a spot right now to really contend for the championship in the second half of the year? And what has been the progress like of the overall team?
Yeah, obviously we've showed great speed all year. And at times we've had really good pace that we can compete with them guys up front. You know, some weeks we miss it, and being a littler team, we don't have the notebook that the bigger teams have. So, when we come to these tracks that, maybe are a little bit different, we just don't have the notebook to lean back on, and our driving style is maybe a little different than the drivers that they've had in the past year. So just building that notebook and, trying to find that speed. Obviously, as we go a little bit further into the year, we start going back to places twice. So that might help. But, yeah, I think Colic Racing is definitely on an uphill climb and really, really proud and, impressed with the progress that we've been able to show and kind of, take ourselves from maybe a 10th to 15th team and put ourselves in the top five every week. You know, I think we've had a car in the top five, almost every race since we've come back. So that's pretty amazing, especially from where we started. So, it's definitely been fun and it's fun running up front.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And next we're going to go to Gavin with Speedway Media.
Yep. Congrats on the run, Justin. In terms of like results, we've been noticing that you've been running more and more consistent near the front and, as the races progress down, do you think people are like sleeping on you potentially once you reach the playoffs?
I think people have been sleeping on me my whole career, to be honest with you. Everyone included. So I feel like I've always, I've labeled myself as the dark horse when I made it to the final four in the truck championship in 2019. And, pretty much everyone didn't even have me in the playoffs and I went out and went into the final four. So, I'm not sure what it is about me. I feel like I'm a pretty quiet kid. I keep myself and, I'm not quite as outgoing as some of the other, drivers out there. And that's just my style. I like to race. I get in anything, sports cars, dirt cars, I'm just a racer, at blood. So, I feel like I've been overlooked and, thankfully I found Chris Rice and Chris Rice found me and Matt Colic and they believe in me and they studied me a good bit and they saw, I think, a lot of potential in me. And I think, the team bond has been good. So, in terms of overlook, yeah, I felt like that my whole career, but, it's just something you gotta deal with.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Justin. Well, that looks like those are all the questions that we have for you tonight. Thanks for joining us and good luck next weekend in Texas.
Yeah, thank you all. Stay safe.